WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. We're listening to a song called Temp Love by Chicago neo-soul and hip-hop artist Master Steve. Hailing from Greensboro, North Carolina, he's making waves in the music scene here in Chicago, the master of his musical journey, if you will. His groovy instrumentals paired with clean and expressive lyricism is a combination that's bound to get you moving. We recently checked in with him, and I started by asking about this song that we're hearing now, Temp Love. This was the first song of his that I heard, and I was hooked immediately. So here's Steve.
I think originally I heard the beat just like listening to like random stuff on Spotify, because Spotify usually puts me on. Then I ended up meeting the actual producer. I said, hey, I got some lyrics to it. He was like, yeah, let's do it. So from there, it just led from like hearing it on Spotify to creating some lyrics, to adding some harmonies. And me and my bro Kobe, we just ended up getting in the studio recording, and the rest is history.
You make it sound so easy. Some lyrics, some harmonies.
You know, it's honestly just like following the vibes and following the energy of the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy. My girl, she loves that song too. So like, after she heard it for the first time, I was like, okay, well, maybe this might be something to push.
I think I got a hit. So let's dig more into your background as a musician, because it seems like music runs deep for you.
Definitely.
You've watched your father, Stevie Thompson Sr., and your uncles, they performed gospel music across the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Did that perhaps spark your music interest early on?
100%.
Yeah.
I was that kid at 3 years old, like beating on pots and pans. So like my mom was like, look, you cannot keep doing this. So let me get you a drum set.
Yeah.
I just grew up watching my dad do it all the time. He used to travel across the East Coast pretty often doing gospel music. And he played bass and sung, and all my uncles played like all different instruments too. So just seeing that and like, you know, see them perform, you know, it made me realize, hey, this is something that's a part of my life. But as I grew older, it started to just make sense to just kind of, you know, embrace it, create my own stuff, and kind of follow that journey too.
As you say, you grew older and started creating your own things. But did gospel ever start your path? Like, were you doing the gospel music thing first?
100%.
Yeah, because I was like, how did you escape? If you were about to tell me you didn't, there's no, you know, there's no kid who's like a PK, you know, a preacher's kid, or a kid whose, you know, parents were doing the choir thing that could escape that life.
Well, to that point, my dad was a minister of music. So, you know, I grew up in that life pretty much from, you know, coming out the womb up until really now. But college kind of allowed me to get away from it and find my own path.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I grew up around gospel, quartet music specifically. I played drums for my church. I played saxophone for the church as well.
Of course you did.
You know, I had to bring it in there.
That's wonderful. How does your family feel now seeing you make your own music?
They're so proud. Like my dad specifically, he's like, oh my gosh, I'm happy for the album to come out. He saw how hard I worked for it and how long I've been at it too. So just kind of seeing my growth, I think they're just proud to just say, hey, you finally have a album that's out and you're doing this. Like, you're taking it seriously.
Amazing. So. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Were there things that you had to learn or maybe even unlearn, Steve, to make that transition out of church music into hip hop, neo soul, and indie?
For sure. I think initially, so after gospel, playing for the choir, me and a group of my friends, Simplicity, we formed a group. We played like and created positive hip hop. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my transition of, okay, it's not gospel, but at the same time, we can still talk about various topics that are just more so positive. So then from there, you know, once we kind of left college and I started taking my individual artistry seriously, it was more so of, okay, what am I going through in my actual life? Like, you know, what is my timeline right now and what makes sense for that?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what, you know, the topics that are currently is talking about. It's really about the experiences that I'm experiencing and some of the things I'm going through, some of the things I'm learning. And,
it's personal.
And, yeah, it's definitely personal because it's ultimately my therapy. So hopefully, you know, when you listen, you feel the same way, you can relate, you can find your own stories within.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah, yeah. That's wonderful. Master Steve, where'd you get that name from?
So crazy enough, when I was in high school, I had a really close friend. His artist name was Tommy the Great.
Okay.
So I was like, I need a name that's like super spectacular, like Tommy the Great.
How do you beat Tommy the Great?
How do you beat?
Master.
Master
Steve.
That's
it.
That's it. And you know,
that.
I just stuck with it. And it became more than just the name itself. It became mastering myself and being the best version of myself. So yeah, that's kind of what it evolved to.
Let's listen to another track. This one's Mary Medusa.
Thinking these burning like a Jalen Hurst bullet. Overthinking of this world, then I overcook it. Had no bull, they slash shy with the first pick. Rose above it, wrote a flower, now it's time to get with it. Did she know what the egg could do when you blew that? Intuition in for you ain't really into it too. That's okay, that's okay, that's okay, yeah. Guess your sins never make you think.
So you have talked about how you're still inspired by the harmonies and what you call instrumentation of the church. How does that come through in the music that we're hearing from you today?
Oh man, well, especially in the album itself, there's a lot of like, it's kind of driven by that. Obviously by instrumentation, by pianos and a lot of the different instruments that's throughout the tracks, but the harmony basis, it's like every song has different layers. And
so I kind of stacked.
They're 100% stacked. And, you know, I kind of gained that influence from me being in the church, being in the choir, and, you know, listening to my father say, hey, sing this harmony, sing tenor, sing alto. So, you know, it definitely has that homegrown feel to it. And I think that's something that's going to continue on throughout any music that I create.
Yeah.
It's always going to have those layers and harmonies for sure.
You're playing a ton of instruments, right? So you're doing, as you mentioned, the drums. You play saxophone, piano, bass guitar. So when you make your music, are you the one doing most of the instrumentation?
Definitely. I'm a composer, so I score films as well.
Wonderful.
And what I usually do when the song is in the beginning stages, I have my own like first version of the song, and then I bring in like some other dope musicians to kind of either replay or kind of add their own flair to it. So, for example, with a masterpiece, I have like really good friends like Nate France and Mark Polynice, who are phenomenal keyboardist who came in and like added their flair to it. But yeah, I kind of take it like I'm scoring a film and just kind of run with it, really.
Oh, that's wonderful. Here's another track. This one is Money Fixes.
One, hit me.
Dark days, need to find my lighter. Flick up, but still don't see the picture. When you're heavy in the boy, it's a fighter. By getting sick and tired of being so tired. Dark days, need to find my lighter. Click up, but still don't see the picture. When you're heavy in the boy is a fighter. But getting sick and tired of being so tired.
So I mentioned you're originally from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Born and raised.
Born and raised, but you came here to Chicago.
I surely did.
What brought you here?
So I worked for a tech company. They sent me out here for a promotion. That's my 9-to-5. So they was like, hey, you know, some more money. Go ahead and take this path. And I had no idea I was going to be in Chicago. I interviewed here.
Sounds familiar.
You know, right.
Sounds familiar.
4 years
ago,
too.
If you asked me 10 years ago, I'd be like, the Midwest? No way.
I didn't even know what the Midwest was.
Here I am, loving it.
But yeah, I mean, my job sent me up here. I ended up staying, ended up buying a house too. And, you know, the community of Chicago just grew into me.
Yeah. Would you describe the Chicago music scene?
Oh, it's beautiful. I would say it's super collaborative. So I think it's community driven first, and very supportive too. Like, I used to live in Atlanta as well, and I think every city has its own flair, but Chicago is just different. You know, you can go to one event and end up meeting 10 different other artists who are so talented too. So I learned so much from the people that's around me, for sure.
Yeah. So let's listen to another song, because I'm just loving this music. This is Passé with fellow Chicago artist Manessi.
I see.
So this one's got a great video. I saw the video for this as well. How did you come up with the visual component for your music?
Oof. Wow. So at least for Passé, I saw the studio and I was like, okay, I just wanted it to just look really, really cool using a lot of natural lights.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just all me. I have a team as well. My bro, Calvin, CJ, the DJ, he's also a phenomenal videographer. So, you know, he helped me put it together. My friend, who also was in Simplicity from college.
Yeah.
He's also works in the videography field. So he helps like put some coloring and some of the editing to it as well.
You got a good team around you.
100%. So we all just kind of combine our different ideas and it just kind of formulates into Passé, for example.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So let's talk about that elephant in the room, Steve. You've got an album out.
Yes.
It's out. Congrats.
Yes. Released on your birthday, too.
It,
you know, it's planned
it was
that
released
way.
On my birthday, August 20th. What a fantastic date you chose. It is called Masterpiece. What can folks expect from this new body of work by Master Steve? Where are you taking your listeners, your fans?
Sure. So, I mean, the overarching theme of the album is, you know, finding yourself fully, you know, through experiences. You know, within the album itself is just me going through a lot of those experiences, rather is love, rather is feeling lost, but also learning how pride can not, you know, can further or not get me to where I want to go sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think from the messaging standpoint, it's just a whole life of experiences that allowed me to find myself. Hopefully you can do the same. But from a musicality standpoint, you're going to be jamming. There's going to be a lot of instrumentation, mm-hmm. a lot of different chord progressions, and a lot of blended elements, I feel.
Let's hear some examples of that. This is Inner Child Therapy.
I never needed you, you never needed me. Destined to go apart, it wasn't meant to be. I never hated you, you never hated me. Communication, what we are not asking. I know we said something.
What should we know about this song?
So, this is at a time where I was dealing with a breakup in my life here. And I had to realize I had to find my inner self to really move on, to really progress and get to the next thing in my life. Because at the end of the day, you may not need that. You know, sometimes you need to just find what is core to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what this song is about, is just finding your inner self.
You mentioned earlier that making this music is like therapy.
Definitely.
Inner child therapy, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Are you learning things about yourself throughout this journey?
For sure, for sure. I mean, the whole album itself was like a 2-year process. So, you know, you can only imagine there's so many different versions of myself in 2 years.
Especially these past 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like these past 4 years, we've all grown exponentially.
For sure.
Changed in so many different ways.
And keeping in mind, I came to Chicago with no friends, no family here too. So
sounds familiar.
Hey, so, we have a very similar, story.
It can be
there.
Tough.
Definitely, definitely. Especially during COVID too. But yeah, I learned a lot about myself in these past couple 4 to 2 years process of making an album. And yeah, I mean, it changed over time, but at the same time, it definitely shaped me to who I am now. And I'm so grateful for those experiences.
I want to go back to something you teased earlier. You are doing work as a film composer.
Yes,
I don't
yes,
want
indeed.
To brush over that because that's pretty big. Where did that interest come from?
So it goes back to Simplicity, being in college. I have a guy, Tremonti, who helps me with the videos now. Around like when we graduated, he was like, hey, I kind of want to get into film. So we ended up creating a film called Kessler, which was like, we self-funded it, maybe like $10,000, $15,000 budget.
Mm-hmm.
Broke college students at the time, you know.
Hey, so, that's the way.
You know, and we made it work out. We made it work out. You know, I ended up scoring that for the first time. And then that opportunity led to other projects, working with like other independent film directors.
Nice.
And then now we actually have a film called The Pros of Cons, which is on Tubi right now. So
The Pros of Cons?
The Pros of Cons.
I'm watching it this weekend.
Yes.
I guarantee you.
Yes.
So like in your song Money Fixes, you say, quote, 26 years and yeah, I'm still hoping. When you look to the future, Steve, what hopes do you have for your music?
Wow, that's a great question. Honestly, I hope it continues to just encourage. Of course, I love it to like go places, be, you know, but I don't know. I feel like I want it to just move people.
Yeah.
And if I'm seeing a little kid who's like shaking their head and happy and dancing, I think that served its purpose.
Knowing the lyrics.
Yeah, right. for sure.
Yeah. So, anything you want to dabble in musically that you haven't done yet?
I want to learn how to play more string instruments.
You want to learn more instruments?
Yes.
Because the 6 or 7 that you already play is not enough.
You know, sometimes you just got to keep on adding to the mix.
Overachiever, Steve.
You know, mastering craft.
You're mastering your craft. We've been talking with Chicago neo-soul hip-hop artist and musician Master Steve. It's been such a pleasure talking with you.
An honor talking to you as well.
And we'll go out on one more song. This is off your new album, Masterpiece. It's called Since I Have You Today. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed. If you enjoyed this conversation, subscribe to the pod so that you never miss another. You can also check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll meet again on Monday. Would you care to see what this will lead up to my world today? I need you in my life once my sorrow's away. The way you smile and tease my heart at ease up to my world. Time we both confess was the best time we had yet. Won't you take a chance so we can have romance? The future's in our hands, baby. Like a mama's minding music, talking over speakers, booming, calling your jokes. I let them go, laugh until it's time to roll. My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.